content marketing. It's become a common practice among technology companies who want to improve their reputations for expertise or knowledge, but it can also improve the quality and quantity of job applicants in recruitment campaigns. For more on content marketing and social media in recruitment by federal agencies, Tim McManus, Vice President for Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. Tim, good to have you back.
Always good to be here.
You ran a workshop at the partnership on this very topic using LinkedIn. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so had a workshop with participants from across government. And Tom, I think one of the interesting things about the workshop was we invited a combination of both representatives from HR shops across government, as well as public affairs shops. And sometimes that conversation doesn't happen enough. So some part of the conversation was just on how you establish that relationship and how you collaborate between public affairs and HR. And then the rest of the focus really was on what does good content marketing look like? Why should you be doing this within your agency?
All right, let's return to that first topic of getting together between public affairs and, say, HR. They really are separate animals and don't probably interact that much. And so how can you establish that relationship?
So I think one of the things that came out of the workshop is you just have to start. And I know that sounds easy, but you know, it may be just walking down the hall and maybe getting on the phone, but somehow or another you have to establish a relationship and just start talking about what the two goals are. And clearly from a public affairs perspective, they admittedly said, you know, it's not always about jobs. It's how we're positioning the agency, how we're telling the agency story. From a HR perspective, it really is about getting people in the door. So how do you marry those two up? And that's really then where the heart of the workshop really focused is how do you marry those two things up to find the golden ticket?
Well, the implication there is that a story that is, it's got to be accurate. It can't be propaganda by law, but a story that puts the agency in an interesting light or shows some of the interesting things that it's doing would be appealing to candidates.
Absolutely, Tom, and I think one of our speakers, Gwynne Costin from GSA, actually made the comment that talent moves the mission, and I think her point in making that comment is that without great talent, we're not going to achieve the mission. So, public affairs is actually oftentimes one of their objectives or goals is to tell the story about their mission and what the agency actually is doing, and again in a realistic light. HR's responsibility for the talent. So again, you don't have the talent in there, you're not going to move the mission. It was actually interesting, Tom. I think you can also flip that quote, and this is where it comes to how you really use content marketing to drive interest in jobs and internship opportunities as well. I think you can also flip that quote around and say, mission moves the talent as well. And that's really what the focus of this workshop is, which is how do you tell the story about the mission through your content marketing? And as a result of that, you're engaging and attracting people to follow your agency and to follow the work and to say, that might be somewhere I actually could see myself as well.
So how would content marketing work by a federal agency? I mean, I'm looking at the front page of a major newspaper and I see sponsored content from a company that makes tractors. Well, that's one way. How would it work in this context?
Yeah, so one of the examples that was shared was the National Security Agency, NSA, and one of the things that they've done is again to get people interested in the agency and let them know kind of what NSA is all about. They talk about their agency through a ton of social media channels. Through LinkedIn, one of the things that they do is on a weekly basis, every Monday, they release a new quote unquote game, and it's a gaming opportunity for people to go in and interact directly through the NSA site. And the skills that they're actually using in this quote-unquote game, Tom, are skills that you would need, skills or competencies you'd actually need if you were to work for NSA. But by doing that every Monday, what they have is they've engaged people to come back and say, I want to play this game, I want to do this. Well, at the same time, they're also engaging them not simply in that game, but they're getting them to think about NSA in a very different way. And hopefully, as a result of that, they're also driving applications for jobs when they have it. And what they specifically do in there is when they've got jobs open, They also link those directly to the gaming piece as well, so that people can actually see what opportunities are available at NSA. That's one example of how an agency has actually taken a really creative look at this and said, we've got content, we'll put that content not just to push it out, but in the form of a game where we're actually interacting and engaging people, and then also draw them to our jobs and internship opportunities.
We're speaking with Tim McManus, Vice President for Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. And I've noticed that the Homeland Security site, their website, and some of the sub-agency sites, they feature the people that work at the agency, just random employees, and give their job descriptions and their missions and a little bit of their background. It seems like that might be a good way to show the other people that work here already.
Tom, that's the easiest way that any agency can just dive in. So one of the questions that was asked was, where do we start? If we're not doing this, where do we start? Well, you've got people every day in your agency who are doing great work, and there are great opportunities to profile their work. And actually, an example that relates directly to DHS was, given the long lines in a lot of airports across the country, over the past several days, there's been a lot of negative publicity about TSA. Long lines, TSA doesn't have their stuff together. I had to wait 3 hours at O'Hare Airport to make it through security, so on and so forth. Well, how does TSA now turn that a little bit by actually saying, yes, we have had some glitches, we've had some problems. So again, that's the truth factor. But we've got great people who are working really hard to do this. And by the way, you can actually help this issue right now as well, as we're gearing up to hire 6,000 new TSA officers.
And so there is also the idea here that you combine the stories that you have with social media. And as LinkedIn, I mean, that seems to be considered the most businesslike of the social media sites. Does Facebook or some of the others play a role here?
So I think you've got all of the social media sites. So LinkedIn sponsored this workshop, but clearly we talked about Facebook. We talked about Twitter. We talked about a bunch of other things, quite frankly, Tom, that I'm not all that familiar with. And I think that's actually one of the challenges for agencies as well, is that we've got to get familiar with them and figure out how to use some of these different social media sites to get our messages out. So it's not just where we have to, and again, the conversation was really about how do we engage people, not just sell them and dump information on them. And I think that's where the power of social media comes in, which is social media is not a tool where we're just disseminating information anymore. It's engaging them in a two-way conversation or a multi-person conversation. And that brings real power to the conversation.
I guess if you want to look hip, you have to be in the hip places. At one time, it was MySpace and then Facebook, and now Facebook, rather. And that's starting to look a little stodgy, and they're getting involved in political debates, which aren't so attractive. So maybe, as you say, you got to find out what is really the latest and greatest.
Yeah, what's the latest, greatest? Where are people going? And again, the great thing with social media, just as it is with any other type of outreach or marketing campaign, is you can target some of that as well. So if you are looking to drive more diverse candidates into your applicant pool, you know, there are channels within a lot of the social media platforms that you can actually spend a little extra time and effort trying to mine some of those affinity groups that are online that may reach more diverse candidates, if that's something that you're looking for. If you're looking for particular occupations or job series sets, again, most of the social media platforms have opportunities for you to do that. So again, it's not only a way just to get your broad message out, but it is a way to actually target your message and target, again, the content of what your agency is doing, what your agency is about, in a really cool way.
Tim McManus is Vice President for Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. Does sound cool. Thanks for recapping the results of that workshop.
Thanks, Tom.
And you can share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.